Scientists say they have identified the virus which causes the mysterious flu-like illness known as SARS, or severe acute respiratory syndrome. Scientists say the coronavirus, now identified as the cause of SARS, is part of the same family of viruses that causes the common cold. However, they say it is part of a distinct subgroup of coronaviruses that do not have the same properties as the ordinary cold. World Health Organization virologist Klaus Stohr says that with the identification of the coronavirus, it could now be possible to develop more specific diagnostic tests for the disease.
Now the research can be focusing on this virus. The research will help us to develop new drugs. Now we can focus on one pathogen, which has now been sequenced, which provides additional information for the development of tests. Now one can also think about perhaps vaccine, if there is a need be. We are still, I think, optimistic that we can control the disease with the measures which have been implemented.
SARS is spread by droplets through close personal contact. Symptoms include high fever, a dry cough, and shortness of breath. About 4% of its victims die. The scientists say this virus has long existed in nature, but it has never been seen in humans before. They say a new genetic sequencing of the SARS virus proves conclusively that it came from animals. A scientist at the U.S. Center for Disease Control, James LeDuc, says this is the first experience scientists have with this virus. Therefore, he says, a lot remains unknown.
As you know, it's what we call a virgin soil outbreak. It's never occurred in humans before. How it will progress, nobody really knows. But it's most difficult to control diseases that are spread by droplets and this person-to-person spread. So I think it would be premature to suggest that we are near the end of this outbreak.
The SARS outbreak is most severe in Hong Kong and China, where the disease is believed to have originated. WHO officials report that Beijing has between 100 and 200 cases of the disease, much higher than the official figure of 37. And they say up to 1,000 people suspected of being SARS carriers currently are under surveillance. WHO says its experts finally were able to visit military hospitals in Beijing Tuesday. It reports at least 50 patients there are being treated for SARS. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.